When did you decide? I mean, the screen goes black sometimes. You know, you just, you know, when you fade out on something, I mean, you just fade to complete black and hold it a bit. I mean, did you feel, did that come to you fairly early on that you would do that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it was. That's the way it was put down the very first time. I just told Joel over the phone. He says, well, I'm assembling this. And I said, well, go to black, there, hold one, and come back, fade back in. On the Avid machine, you can do that. You can build all that stuff in right as you're going. In the old days, you couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You'd have to cut and slug in a piece of leader and then cut it back. And then later on, you'd build in a fade in, fade out, just like you would with dissolves. You'd build a dissolve. If it's a 12-15 foot dissolve, you'd build it later, and then you'd look at it and say, well, gee, it works or it doesn't work. And this way you can do it all on there, and you can just make a tape of it and send it down to the lab and say, this is how long the dissolve is.
Yeah.
Just make it like this.
Yeah.
And so it's so much easier. And if you use the Avid machines, correctly, I think they just are wonderful.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to... a lot of people love the idea of the handle of film and all that, but to me, I like to let your mind be spontaneous and say, okay, I will go back. Well, that was a bad idea. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
But you can try it. Try it in very few seconds.
Yeah.
And then you can say, okay, strike that. Yeah. Go to this. Or you may like it, but you might like it. We may take 2 weeks off from looking at it and come back and say, it's got to be 5 foot shorter,
yeah,
or something.
I know an old editor, Robert Lawrence. He cut Spartacus, and he you know, he's old school.
Sure.
And he didn't like it because he thought directors cut too fast on it. You know that they can make such quick cuts. He didn't like that. You know.
Well, a lot of the people feel that way. Older people feel that way, and a lot of older directors don't like the idea of the computers and the film. And I've done it both ways. I started out on Moviolas, and then Moviola combination Moviola Chem, but to me, I love to cut fast.
Yeah.
Because Joel has it, and I could see him making a decision, and I could see it right there while I'm thinking about it. I don't have to see the result of it 2 hours later.
Yeah.
I don't have to leave the room, come back and say, did I say to do that? No, don't do that. Or make it a little bit longer yet. You can just do it all right there, and you don't have to keep putting a tape all the time.
Yeah.
Just tape day. Our rough cuts of films used to be pretty sad looking. By the time you got around to putting an assembly together, it looked like it had been stepped on with golf shoes or something. Just cleat marks, everything, all kinds of stuff on it. And when Ferris was alive, he used to sit over the Moviola with a cigarette and a cup of coffee and spill half the coffee on the film, and then cigarette ashes were going down. So our rough cuts were scary until you cut the negative and then get a print off of the negative and really say, hey, that doesn't look so bad. Years ago, I didn't direct the film, but Don Siegel, that we were doing Dirty Harry, and the lab wasn't giving us very timed prints. In fact, they were so all out of kilter, it looked awful. And we were looking at the dailies and going, God damn, this is just ugly. Are we on the right track here? This is going to be, I think this is an interesting drama, but I don't think it's going to be a really good looking film. And then finally, we got through with it. And at that time, I didn't know that much about timing, but I got through with it, and we timed it all up. And everybody was so surprised, like unveiling, taking cataracts off. Or something. You just go, wow, a whole new world out here.